Crazy Larry. How you doing, man?
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Not bad.
Oh, gosh. So good to hear your voice.
Yes. So tell us what happened, man. What went on Friday afternoon there?
Oh, well, I was heading to Canmore to pick something up and brought the bob trailer, and I just started going into a speed wobble because when you carry a bob trailer, if you're going fast and the wind does catch you, it can send an undue pressure on that back bob trailer that you're not ready for. And then it just starts to make you muscle the front end. And so it just started to get out of control. I think a gust of wind hit me just before the park gates, and there's two little cement cracks in the road, and as soon as I hit those, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, I'm sure. How are you feeling right now?
Pretty rough go right now. I'm just working on a headache. I was just telling G. Kara, I said, she's one of my favorite nurses here. I'd love to just say I can look at you, but I can't. So I have to watch my eyes shifting, and I got a tube shaft, and it's to help my lung expand again on the right side that collapsed, and I got a lot of road rash on my right elbow.
The word got out, and the community came together. I think at this point, the fundraising totals are over $15,000 that have been raised.
Oh, my God, Rob. What is going on? So I think Lisa Roswell, she came in here and said there was this thing called a group something. I was like, what are you doing? Geez, I'm just an ordinary guy. She goes, well, you must have had some concerns. And I said, well, I don't know how on earth. This is just so scary just being here under these conditions. How am I going to pay my rent? And then how do I eat, like, good food? And I said to the lady, I said, I haven't eaten in 3 days. I just got my first breakfast, and I said, if I can just get a smoothie, like, with something like ginger and carrot and kale and spinach, like, and beet juice, like, oh, my God. Like, and so she says, well, not to worry. She says, we raised a bunch of money, and she gave me the amount, and I'm like, I nearly crap my pants. I was like, Jesus, Murphy, that's just so nice, because it's a little bit comforting to know that I'll be able to use some of that for physiotherapy, eh? I just don't know where I was going to get it from.
Yeah, you know, I know you were in a pretty hard way recently. You've fallen on hard financial times, haven't you?
I did, and it's just one of those times that nobody ever asked for, and it just happened at the wrong time. Oh, but yeah, I just bad headache, and I got some good amount of stitches. We were just going over a bone fracture behind my eye, which has given me blurry vision a little bit in my, almost as if you have a cataract kind of thing over your lens of your eye. It's just a little bit blurry in that one spot. And then, yeah, my left eye is okay, but and then I said, I feel something on the right-hand side. I'm just feeling all these different things that come about, like, you know, I should lay in bed kind of thing. I got a lot of road rash, a lot of cuts.
What about your stuff? I mean, I know you live for your bike. Is your bike okay? Is your trailer okay?
You know what? I don't know. It would be nice to get a call from the RCMP. You know, I love those guys to bits, and I thought they would just pick up my bike. And last time, the ambulance guys, they landed up holding my bike down at the ambulance garage, which was just horrendously nice. I mean, our community, I just want to be able to tell everybody that everybody out there, you're my extended family for real. When I separated myself from family for negative reasons, I went over this transformation that when I high-five people in town, they don't realize, because I don't say it, that you're my family, and that's the reason why I love you, and you're so valuable to me, like, just each and every person, and I love you too, Rob. Like, you're a game-changer extraordinaire. I mean, we're just so fortunate to have you here in the valley.
Well, thanks. How can we convince you to start wearing a bike helmet there?
So can you give me an idea, what are you going to use some of the money for? It didn't take more than a split second to say I'm buying two helmets.
Awesome.
One of them is going to be like my old one that Parks Canada gave me, and it was a glow in the dark. The only reason why I didn't buy a helmet, you know, like so many people were asking me, like, it's just because I'm so busy buying, like, a lot of people help me out with the price of balloons when I do an event or something, but a lot of times I need to buy them on my own, and I just don't have time to buy the helmet. If I see a kid and he doesn't have a balloon, well, geez, I know he's not going to get a balloon unless I do it.
Yeah, why do I get the feeling that you're going to spend a lot of that $15,000 on other people?
Maybe it's just part of my way, but I'll tell you, my hands are tied with spending it. I'm going to have to do physio.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm going to have to absolutely eat good. and then pay some rent. It's not the best feeling to lay in a bed and think like, oh yeah, I gotta pay rent still.
Well, you don't have to worry about that for a while. Hey, the Bow Valley's all pulling for you here, and we're really hoping to see you soon. Best of luck with your recovery.
I really want to thank everybody. We have such the amazing Bow Valley. Like, when I get out of here, I want to see, maybe this might be the applicable time to start an Uncle Larry's Day and just kind of like, I'm back. And we'll have like a street barbecue or something like that downtown or at the park or something. And I'll make sure there's a lot of balloons.
I'm sure you will. All right, Crazy Larry, I've talked your ear off already. Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you so much, Rob. Big shout out to the Bow Valley for helping me. I love you guys to bits.